Cunning coyotes. A coyote is a medium-sized member of the dog family. It is related to the wolf, but is much smaller. It has pointy ears and a droopy, bushy tail. Its tail is about as long as its body. Coyotes can be found in most parts of North America, but these wild dogs are a common sight in the Southwest. They even live in neighborhoods and cities. Like all wild dogs, coyotes communicate with each other through sounds. Coyotes howl, bark, whine, and growl. In fact, scientists have discovered that coyotes make many different sounds. Different sounds have different meanings, such as danger or keep out. Coyotes also communicate with each other by moving their ears and tails different ways. A coyote howls for its pack. Coyotes howl, whine, and growl to communicate with each other. A coyote feasts on a rodent. Coyotes hunt alone, in pairs, or in a small group. They have keen hearing and an excellent sense of smell. A coyote can run up to 40 miles, 64 kilometers per hour. They are great swimmers and can leap up to 13 feet, 4 meters. All of these things make coyotes good hunters. They will eat almost anything, but seem to prefer small mammals such as mice, rats, rabbits, and squirrels. They also eat carrion, fruits, and vegetables. Coyotes often mate for life. The female usually gives birth to her pups inside a safe, cozy den. Coyotes either build their own dens or take over the home of another animal. A coyote pair raises its young together. Pups are born blind and with floppy ears. Within about 10 days, their ears start to stand up and they are able to see. These coyotes hunt together for their favorite foods, but will eat almost anything. Raccoon relatives, ringtails and coatis, are both related to raccoons and both live in the Southwest. The ringtail is Arizona's state mammal. It is also found in Nevada, Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico. A ringtail is about the size of a house cat. It gets its name from its long, bushy tail that has black and white rings. Ringtails are nocturnal. They sleep most of the day in small spaces, such as rock crevices and hollow logs. At night, they hunt. They are expert climbers and have excellent hearing and eyesight. This makes them good hunters. Ringtails eat small mammals, lizards, frogs, and birds. They also eat snakes, insects, and fruit. The ringtail hunts at night. White-nosed coatis also eat both plants and animals. They like fruits, nuts, insects, and eggs. They also eat rodents, lizards, and snakes. Coatis eat carrion too. As its name suggests, the white-nosed coati has a white snout. Unlike ringtails, the coati is a diurnal animal. This means it sleeps at night and is active during the day. Like ringtails, white-nosed coatis are good climbers. Their long tails help them balance while in trees. The coati looks for food during the day. Both ringtails and coatis are excellent climbers. Desert diggers. A tortoise is a type of turtle that lives on land. The desert tortoise is the state reptile of Nevada. It is a threatened species. That means it is against the law to harm them. Desert tortoises can live up to 80 years if left alone. Reptiles such as the tortoise are cold-blooded animals. This means that the temperature of their bodies changes with the temperature of the air around them. Desert tortoises live in both the Sonoran and Mojave deserts. They are able to live in areas where temperatures on the ground reach 140 degrees Fahrenheit, 60 degrees Celsius. Desert tortoises live in underground burrows to escape the heat. Sometimes they look for shade under big rocks. Their burrows also protect them from cold temperatures in the winter. In fact, desert tortoises spend most of their lives in their burrows. Desert tortoises are cold-blooded animals that can live to 80 years old. Desert tortoises weigh about 8 to 15 pounds, 4 to 7 kilograms. Their carapace, top shell, is 9 to 15 inches, 23 to 38 centimeters long. These tortoises have strong front limbs for digging. They use them to dig burrows. Desert tortoises also dig shallow basins to catch rainwater. They remember where the basins are and return to them when it rains. These tortoises are plant eaters. They get some of the water they need from the grasses and wildflowers they eat. If necessary, a desert tortoise can live a year without water. Tortoises are plant eaters. Here, a tortoise nibbles on grasses in its path. Leapin' lizards. The Southwest is home to many kinds of lizards. The collared lizard is Oklahoma's state reptile. It is also found in other states of this region. Other common lizards throughout the Southwest include the chuckwalla and the Gila monster. Collared lizards are diurnal, but are mostly active in the morning or late afternoon when it is not as hot. They are swift runners. They sometimes stand upright on their back legs when they run. Males often sit on high rocks where they have a good view of the area. This may be to guard the territory, watch for females, or spot prey. Collared lizards mostly eat insects and other small lizards. Because their colorful rounded scales resemble beads, Gila monsters like this one are called beaded lizards. Chuckwallas are herbivores. A chuckwalla likes flowers, leaves, and buds. Chuckwallas have a unique way of protecting themselves from predators. They have folds of loose skin on their flat bodies. To escape danger, a chuckwalla will crawl into a small space, such as a crack in a ledge. It then gulps air and puffs up its body so it becomes wedged into place. It is practically impossible to get a chuckwalla out until it is good and ready to come out. A Gila monster does not need much protection. It is one of only two venomous lizards in the world. It is a beaded lizard. Its rounded scales look a lot like beads. Gila monsters are big and colorful. They have strong claws made for digging. These reptiles spend hot desert days under rocks or in holes they dig. They come out at dusk to hunt. Gila monsters move slowly, except when striking prey. A Gila monster will clamp its jaws onto a small mammal or bird quickly. Its venom then flows into the animal's wound and kills it.